Hello, I'm Justine Green with the BBC News. The French President Emmanuel Macron has said that European leaders gathered in Paris have agreed to increase funding for Ukraine in its war against Russia. He described a Russian defeat as vital for peace and stability in Europe. Jessica McCallan has more details.
Speaking to journalists after the meeting, Mr. Macron was clear. Russia is the sole aggressor and it cannot and must not win this war. He said the heads of state had agreed that they needed to do whatever was necessary for as long as was necessary to support Kiev. Immediate priorities include supplying Ukraine with more ammunition as well as longer-range missiles. The French president said the meeting did not reach a consensus on whether to send Western troops to the conflict, but said that the possibility had not been ruled out.
The Swedish Prime Minister has described his country's acceptance as a NATO member as an historic day. Ulf Kristersson said it was a big step for Sweden to abandon more than two centuries of neutrality. After repeated delays, Hungary became the final country in the military alliance to ratify the accession. Most of the people in Sweden are happy with the news.
Well, I'm very relieved because we have been waiting for it for such a long time. It's a big change.
Finally. It's been a long wait until Hungary to get the acceptance of the parliament, but it is good to finally be here. We've been preparing for a bit of time for this.
I think it's a very good idea because as the situation now in the world, I think we had to be part of a NATO.
The Supreme Court in the United States has heard opening arguments in two landmark cases that could have major implications for freedom of speech online. At issue are Republican-backed laws in Texas and Florida that ban social media platforms from removing or demoting content they deem objectionable. Both states argue they're preventing the censorship of conservative users. Michelle Fleury has more details.
Some people are describing this as the future of the internet, that what they're being asked to decide is what people can hear, say and read online. And it all goes back to a dispute that sort of emerged or intensified after the siege on the US Capitol. After that, it saw Donald Trump thrown off some social media platforms, and that really led to this argument of censorship of certain voices, and states like Texas and Florida decided to take action.
Senegal's president Macky Sall has proposed an amnesty for those convicted in connection with political protests in the past 3 years. He was speaking at talks which have been largely boycotted by the opposition and civic groups. The beleaguered president has been widely criticised for postponing elections which were due to take place on Sunday without setting a new date. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. Police in Grenada have said a US couple whose boat was hijacked in the Caribbean last week probably died after being thrown into the sea. Ralph Hendry and his wife Kathy Brandle have been missing since their catamaran was taken by three escaped prisoners a week ago. Police believe the suspects were attempting to reach the St. Vincent and the Grenadines after they took the vessel. Donald Trump is appealing against a New York judge's decision that he must pay more than $450 million for committing fraud. Mr. Trump was found to have inflated property values to obtain better loan terms. His lawyers have filed papers seeking to overturn the judgment. Hungary's parliament has elected a new head of state. Tamás Sucsák will take over as president from Katalin Novák, who resigned earlier this month because of a scandal about a paedophile. From Budapest, Nick Thorpe has this report.
The new president was elected by a comfortable margin, 135-5 in parliament, but most opposition parties boycotted the vote. Mr. Sucsák was until now the head of the constitutional court and is seen as a loyal and safe pair of hands by the governing Fidesz party, keen to put the scandal of the last weeks behind it. The opposition is still demanding an explanation why the former deputy director of a state orphanage, convicted of covering up the sexual abuse of children by his boss, was granted a presidential pardon. Mr. Sucsák will take office on the 5th of March.
Nick Thorpe reporting. Researchers have discovered a small transparent fish that makes a sound as loud as a jackhammer. The Danonella cerebum, which is just over a centimetre long, can use its muscles to drum out 140 decibel rhythm on its swim bladder. In the waters close to the fish, this is as loud as a gunshot. BBC News.